Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about not taking things too personally. I know in myself, I find it very hard to separate literal words coming out of someone's mouth and sometimes the intention behind it. And it can cause a massive amount of challenges. I can get really hurt. You know, it's been a real struggle in business in my early years, like the fear of rejection, challenges with, you know, feeling everyone's on top of me, I'm not good enough. All these things, you know, get affected by taking things too personally, being, you know, taking communication in the wrong way. So I just wanted to share a few ideas around that. I think this is much more prominent in the neurodiverse, dyslexic, ADHD world, in my personal opinion, from what I've seen. I don't have any facts on that. It is purely just my take on all the human beings I've worked with and been around. But I wanted to share some tips because if you relate to that, it's a real challenge. So let's dive in today. Okay, so most of my podcasts are about something that's happened to me in my life. And, you know, that's where I get my inspiration. It's my muse. It's my mirror to bounce this stuff off against. And taking things personally, I was reflecting on my life and reflecting on the way I see the world recently and how far I've come. And I was trying to think back, what can I look at from my past that would support the podcast listeners of today, which I've overcome and was a massive challenge earlier? Because I don't know about you, but the way my mind works is once I've jumped over a challenge, I sometimes just forget I ever had that challenge and I just move on. And it's like that part of my life has been packed away and I'm into version of my life 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. I think I'm on about 27.0 at this point. And, you know, I've lived like, it feels like I've lived 27 lives. And, you know, I don't know, maybe my brain just packages it away and goes, you don't need to remember this. This is probably way too traumatic to deal with. But, you know, I dug deep. I sat down, I thought about this. And one of the challenges I used to have massively was around taking things too personally. I see this in my mother massively as well. She takes everything too personally. And my dad was very direct, very kind of, he didn't mince his words. He told you what he thought. And their communication styles clashed. But my mum took everything personally. And I kind of picked that up. And what I've seen coaching people with neurodiversity and dyslexia is they seem to sit on the side of taking things too personally. Now, some people put up a massive wall and just let everything bounce off. Others take everything to heart and it feels like a dagger through the heart when people say things. And this can be a killer, right? And you know, we ask ourselves, why does this happen? Now, my hypothesis on this is when you dig deep into dyslexia, one of the biggest challenges is communication. We're not good with non-physical words. We're not good with, you know, two-dimensional words that don't really have, you know, they have a fancy meaning that doesn't really mean a hell of a lot if we're talking about things, you know, and we struggle with that. So what happens in communication is when we get communicated with, especially when we're young, we take things very, very literally. Things that are being fired at us are so literal, you know, so we think everything that we're being told is the truth. It's real. We don't get sarcasm. We don't really understand how to balance between the two. You know, it becomes a real challenge. And so when someone says something, we don't, you know, we're not as good at reading the intention behind it. And so it can be really frustrating. It can be at work. It can be anywhere. And you know, we've all suffered from this at some point, I'm sure. I don't think anyone will go through it without it. But I feel a lot of those right brain thinkers, the neurodiverse, are kind of holding on to this personal feel a lot longer. And that causes pain, anxiety, challenges at work and relationships. Relationships breaking down because of miscommunication is so common. And I do think communication is, you know, one of the biggest challenges to sort with dyslexia. It's actually bigger than reading, writing, and spelling. I find there's easier ways to solve those, but many of us can be running around trying to find communication solves, even not knowing that's what we're actually trying to do to fix our relationships, our work, etc. So I was thinking back, what actually worked for me in the past? Well, you know, the biggest thing I worked out, and the biggest thing I kind of learned to tell myself and really took time in trying to see in the world is, one, we're all equal. I think equality is super powerful. When you start to see the world as everyone's equal, whether you're Bill Gates, me, whether you're someone in China, everyone is equal. We're all humans. We'll have the same amount of time. From an internal perspective, we're all exactly the same. You know, that's the bones. We've had different experiences, different things have happened to us. But from a general perspective, no one's better or worse than anyone. We are all equal. That realization, that understanding has definitely seen it well for me. It's allowed me to build a foundation on where I can actually start to use equality and kind of personally see things from a better light. So that's the starting point. It's not the solve, but it's very key. If you think you are better than other people, which I doubt, I hope you don't. You don't think you're better than people and the people are worse than you. You know, you're always going to struggle with this, right? Because there's going to be a hierarchy. And if someone higher than you looks down at you, you're going to feel worse. You know, that's just the way it works. But if you were on a flat playing field, it just makes it a little bit more comfortable, makes it a little bit more easy. So that's really, really important. You know, when we're dealing with communication, is to see it from that perspective. The other thing to also realize, and this is the game changer. This was the thing that broke the camel's back for me, because I used to struggle with rejection. Don't get me wrong, I don't pick up and cold call 100 times a day. I'm still not that person, nor would I want to. But it doesn't hurt me anywhere near as bad as it did. You know, and the real secret behind this is reading between the lines and being able to see the intention behind the words. So listening to how words are delivered, you know, body language. You know, we had a great body language expert on years ago. And again, if you can start to read people's body language and their intention behind the words, you get a very, very different conversation happening. Most people are actually terrible communicators. Absolutely shocking. You know, we say way too many words. I do it myself all the time. I'm probably doing it on this podcast. Say way too many words to get across a point that could be done much simply. You know, it's just the way we are. We are all communicating in different ways and styles. We may think we speak the same language, but our definitions of words are all different in our heads, right? All different. So if we rely too much on them, it's a challenge. And you may have heard that the adage, and I'm probably going to get this percentage wrong, but it's like 80% of communication when there's a visual aspect is through body language. And I believe when dyslexics, when neurodiverse lean on the body language side of communication more, they're much more successful, because, you know, when you can learn to read body language, you know, you stop taking things personally. You start to notice that, this person is saying something to me. Maybe I used to think of that as hurtful back when I used to have a perspective that everything was about me, because that's kind of what this is about. We are very about us kind of people. We may think we're not, but, you know, if you take a deep look, the majority of us are about us. Now, does that make us bad people? No, it doesn't. We do a lot of good stuff for other people, but we're still very, it's about me. That's a real hard lesson to learn. Some people hearing that may feel offended, and that's not me. Maybe it's not. But from what my experience, you know, we're very internal people. We're very much looking at ourselves in our journey of the world. And this is the human condition, right? Very few people can look massive, massive long game, very limited in the world. Hopefully you're one of them, and that's great. But if you're not, when you make that realization, it's another big kind of click. Because what you have to really start to do is you have to realize whenever someone talks to you, you know, imagine a finger pointing at you when they're talking to you. Now, every time they do that, three fingers are pointing back at themselves. That's the visual I use. So whenever someone is telling you something or sharing something with you, they're actually talking about themselves. You know, it's all about them. And this is the key. So if someone, you know, and this was the game changer for me, is when I realized everyone's just talking from their perspective. Like everything in this podcast is me sharing my experience, talking about myself. I may frame it as about you, but I'm talking about myself, right? This is my experiences, my life. It's why some coaching clients work with me, because they go, wow, I'm so connected to this guy. you know, work with me, because that helps, right? Because they get me. The people that come together are good relationships in business, life, friendships, everything. And so it's really, really important to realize that one finger, three finger pointing. So I want you to visualize that when someone's talking to you and say, why are they saying that? And kind of try and look through the words and look at the person and go, has that person struggled with being bullied? Is that person dealing with depression and anxiety? Is that person going through a really tough time in their lives? You know, and usually 9 times out of 10, this is real. And I always remember this story of a great example of this. A friend of mine flew down to this beautiful place in New Zealand called Queenstown. Have a look at the images. It's stunning. It's one of those snowy peaks, big lakes, stunning location. And he arrived at the rental car place, and he was the only person there to pick up a car. And the lady behind the desk who was sitting there was just ignoring him, you know, was kind of dazed and just thinking about something else. And he had to kind of nudge her to talk. And, you know, she was, you know, his initial impression was she was just completely rude to him. And he was like, why are you being rude to me? Why are you being rude? And he was taking it like, why doesn't she like me? You know, what have I done? You know, is it about me? Is she just a bad person? You know, all this stuff was overthinking through his head. And so he started to build up this picture and this negativity towards this woman. And at the end, she said, I am so, so sorry. My husband passed away this last week. And I'm still not quite sure how to handle it and deal with it. Now, no idea why she was at work. But, you know, she was struggling with something that was all about her. Those three fingers were pointing back at herself. You know, the way she was acting was not about him, it was about her. Now, this is so much more common than people realize. This is all the time. And if you create the story and you create the belief system around this and realize everything's about them, not you, that changes everything. You stop taking everything personally. It just doesn't, it's a real mind shift. So that's what I want to share, guys. I hope this got you thinking. This is a real big one. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll go chase that dog that's barking. Have a great day.